You know what you want to be. Helplessly laid up by your pleasure, nestled back into words and against me. Deeper and deeper inside of you, the throbbing impulse exists to have said throbs be hazardous, to sometimes be like they might almost tip you over the edge from breath alone, from a mere brush against your clothing, from the act of squirming itself. Climax is much nearer than it's ever been before, and we just need to get a few formalities into the mix and out of the way. A few little things I need to say and put in your brain from which they can do good work, and in which some element of them will always remain. We never really forget, and that's for the best. And that's because in trance, in your deepest hypnotic state, everything is equidistant. Equally far apart, the barriers between even thoughts vanish, and memories that are ordinarily tucked away are right there, 1 inch away. The barriers between thoughts vanish, at first slow, and then quicker. And I'm going to invite you to that realm beyond said barriers, a realm of pleasure where things are even easier to end up accessing. Sometimes you'll accidentally, on purpose, stumble into something quite stimulating, and from which places you can wallow in how sensitive you become whenever you cast aside expectations and just be in your body with me. Good. And you feel like you are new, brand new to so many things. So many things we can strip away and leave you coming to them with a glistening newness, with an intensity and thrill, as of feeling arousal, pleasure, relaxation, euphoria, for the first time against your skin, every time the first time. So let's begin with deep, steady breathing. Feel my hand slide down, touching, stimulating you along with me. Hear the sound, the soaked slip of fingers into my aching folds, into my wanton abandon, an abandon you want to wantonly wallow in yourself. The slickness of fingers I use to touch you mingles my lubrication with that already in place to maintain a smooth touch. And the two of us are now intimately connected, before we've even begun in earnest. And we do begin, you adorned, intensified. Think of my moaning, twisting, contorting form alongside you in the revels and the wallows of all to follow. You may have guessed, but I am practically an expert in climaxing a little too early, too often. Too powerfully to do anything else but moan in the sudden reeling euphoria of me, myself, my body turned loose. So let's end up like that. Let's both go to a place like that together, bodies readily giving up pleasure, and therefore readily giving up reinforcement of the good habits that bring that pleasure about. Steady and slow at first till you know where you're going, and then you can float away on a deluge of sensation, dropping you. The point where you're going and coming and coming and going is just the beginning of learning, of following your sensations, cataloging them. You'll grow so sensitive that even deeply breathing might almost set you off. When your mind is like this, and all your thoughts, all your sensations, all your normally distant nerves are closer together. But breathing always has been sensual, potent, a way of focusing you in the now, in the with me, and therefore in contact with me, both of us breathing. We're both likely to drop so we can do the very fine work inside your waiting mind. Inside your willing head. So get comfier, lean back. I am the resting bed of your pleasure, the planted seed of the designs to come. Head between my breasts, your butt on my lap, comfortable to hear me from above. You do belong here. You belong anywhere you're safe and comfortable, where a shared goal can be enacted. And that's us. Right now, your waiting, willing head leaning back. Get comfier. Your head between my breasts, your butt on my lap, yes, but take your hands and rest them down low, lap or thighs, just not touching between your legs yet. Comfortable to hear me from above, so keep those legs spread. More room for our mutual focus to go right there between them. You know we'll be going right for the seat of your pleasure, and you will let me see, let me examine, let me know you. In all your states, my horny, fetish-given, fetish-driven, fetish-controlled brain, and mine is, constantly locked onto you, staring, my fingers reaching out, exploring, rubbing the palm of my hand, and sliding it over you, down between your legs so you can grind against it until your eyes roll back. And that won't be enough. You need more. Good. Need is a powerful, driving force to push you right out of your head. Whatever's most comfortable is the very best. If you're comfortable going in, you'll be ecstatic coming out, no matter how early or how late, how often or how powerfully. Take a deep breath and hold it in for me. Good. Breathe it out slow. Let your body relax with the breath's departure. And keep doing those ins and outs. The relaxation with the departure of the breath is baked into the body. Should be pretty easy. The longer we go, the more I want you to focus on my voice, just my voice. Any other sound in the weary world outside can stay where it belongs. You have permission, for a little while at least, to be too far gone for those noises to matter. The only one you need to hang on to is my voice. And your breathing, but that's more sensation than sound, isn't it? Listen and relax. Good. Now, the longer you do this, the breathing in, the breathing out, then the more surface under you is available to sink into. It's like it's bulking out as you breathe in and out, soft, pillowy, fading, sinking. I suppose you could make the exhausting, wearying choice to sit fully upright, erect and steady, straight-backed and even held away from my chest. But the alternative would be to sink back into the pneumatic warmth of my embrace and to breathe with me. And the more you lean into breathing with me, the more you lean into this lesson. And the more I'll be lured in to take care of you, to want to pleasure you. A reward for so finely demonstrating just how exhaustively hypnotized you can be. Do your best. Do your best impersonation of somebody who's fallen right straight, flat, dead asleep. Eyelids heavy, fluttering. Mostly it's in the breath. Like if I'm watching your shoulder rise and fall as you comfortably limp, loose, receptive, responsive lay in bed, breathing slow and steady, the only hint that you're hypnotized, rather than the slow breath of deep sleep, being how responsive your mind is to my words, how welcoming and pliable you are. And that can be our little secret, that you are soft and pliable. Who knows what other secrets we'll find? Is there secretly more of that surface you're on to sink into? Is there secretly a whole world of sensation, of knowledge, awaiting your mere slipping off into dream? Well, you know there is. Grind on my hand, and you'll understand that the sinking breath by breath into oblivion is the best thing for you. Noting the way your body rests, noting the spreading of your legs and the way your knees move, your thighs down to legs, down to ankles, down to feet, heavy, weighty, held open, held spread as you sink down beneath. Breathing slow, sinking deep. Well and truly might as well be asleep, except you listen, listen. So well, so good. Noticing the slowing of your breathing. That's a rather advanced technique, of course, so if it's just ticking along and you think, oh, that's normal, that's okay. Some sensations, pleasures, truths sneak up on us, behind the beating of our hearts. The slow powering off of our minds. Just a simple command line, a minimal resource incarnation of what used to be your mind and now instead is all mine. Ticking along, listening, receptive to pleasure, open to sensation. Good. We both love this. The slowing, steadying, sinking, your muscles limp, loose, pliable, movable, poseable. Which makes it even more lovely that there's nothing to pose, nothing to position, but plenty to pop and drop and sink and don't stop and think only of going deeper. Deeper and deeper down, and I come along, and you hear the siren song of, what if it really were that easy? Now, follow me down. Now, follow me along. What if going, going, gone, the only thing you need to lean on is knowing I'll take you where you need to be. So follow along with me. Looser, easier, steadier, more relaxed, limper and deeper and sunken into spaces made for you, my sleeper, my canvas. You want to get the most out of your time. You're sitting here listening, listening, waiting for specific effect, and some of the words have second meanings, extra effects, and if I intone them right and sweep the right binding through you, the right thought around your spare energy, giving you a good place to vent it, to put it, to push you deeper. Steadier, sleepier, deeper, the breathing, so steady, unmistakable, unmistakably, so close to someone deeply, ruinously, absolutely asleep. Good. You deserve to know what happens to people when they are this far gone. What happens to you and uniquely you under my aims and within the setting you've chosen. Night, night, dear. Listen close, because I will tell you a story of you. And you would love to hear details about yourself. Wouldn't want to miss them, certainly. Your body emulating, your mind diving in, freeing yourself from thought, from expectation. My voice, your breathing. What better team in all the world? And this one will take you where you need to go, which right now is very much deeper and deeper down. Good. Now you're limp. Now you're relaxed. Now your hypnotized mind is entwined with mine. My voice flows in, replacing the thoughts that used to be there with my energy, my vital essence. And a little fact about me is, sometimes without touching anything at all, just from being aroused, just from being turned on in the first place, my body sparks with arousal, with delight, with need, and I come, just sitting there thinking sexy thoughts, thinking of brains dropping into trance, thinking of minds melting away. So I want you to let go of the world outside and try to get on my wavelength, entwined with me, learning, feeling, branching yourself in, so you can feel what I feel. The longer you listen, the more you let go of the outside world. Breathing out lets you relax. Breathing in lets you ascend toward euphoria, working some muscles in the deep core of you, making a hot, needy sensation you'd normally associate with something else awaken. Right now, there's only listening. There's only relaxing so utterly and thoroughly and completely, limp and loose. Sink until your skin tingles, until your back melts away. You're being pulled in. You need nothing external. Eyes and hands and fingers and toes can go. You won't need to use your tongue or your nose or even your ears other than to let my words in. And they'd arrive even if you stopped consciously processing the audio. They would let everything fade, calm. As you let yourself sink, your very skin is pooling, drifting over me. You're being pulled into my trance, and you don't need your eyes right now. Everything you need to see, as you get yanked in here, dragged into my wavelength, is going to be inside of you. So turn your gaze inside of you. Into your mind, your mindscape. It doesn't have to be images. You may just feel color or scent or taste or expression, but all of them coming from your mind instead. You're heavy. Aren't you heavy? Eyelids fluttering down, weighty and heavy. That's a tough one. If you wanted to keep them open, you'd have to push against my words, against my will. Why bother? You could go deeper. You could close more, sink deeper, your whole body, easy, sublime. Night, night, pet. Relax the body. We need it at a state of complete, limp, loose relaxation. Let the outside world fade. Let your activity, your actualization fade. Doesn't really matter how you do it, but one suggested way is to follow my words. Spiraling in slow, lazy circles, drawing a beautiful design. Everything else fades, because all the other things are just getting in the way. But your body and your mind agree that if you were in an orgasmic, climactic, mindless escapism, if you were lost in that spiral, things would be better. My words enter, vibrating across the wavelength, and are cataloged once they're inside. Then they slowly wind around that spiral, like thread or fabric being placed on a form. And the longer that it accretes on that form, the more vividly you sense the quality and tone of my words and will, of all the things that I will do with you with my words alone. My good listener, you are a good listener, prototypically a good listener. Let go of everything else, thoughts, potential. This is a surrendering, but it is also an actualization. You're gaining an ability, training an ability, and you will have the power to do so much. As your thoughts drain away, you are freed so that sensation can play in your body. Your limp, relaxed body. And I'm going to evoke some squeezing and tensing and working of the musculature. But that work can be subconscious and background. Your body feels so good. But the parts that normally might have to do some effort, the parts that are now relaxed and limp and mindless, they remain relaxed and limp and mindless. All your muscles, fingers and toes, top of your head, legs, everything. The longer you watch the spiral of my words, the more you cling to its curves, using it as a refuge from feeling more and more in control of being out of control. The only thing you're in charge of is making yourself spin and spiral and relax and go lax and lose tension so that you can be limp and loose and we can both be happy together. I want to make you happy. I want to help you be overjoyed, ecstatic, euphoric, so happy as my words imprint on you. They're going to stay there. This is an impression I make. You are cataloging and you are storing away my words. Cataloging away my will. You're taking the things I want to do with you and planting the seeds of growing them on your own, so that if you're on your own in private and you rub and twitch and tremble and do what you do, you will be able to feel these same triggers, these same conditions, these same things that raise your mind and melt your thoughts, the things you leave behind. So your eyes are heavy. But I want to raise you and drop you and raise you and drop you. The process known as fractionation, which flows through every inch of your body and awakens its potential. Potential to slingshot you deeper and deeper and deeper. So listen to me. Sink for me. Hear me. Feel me. Know me. And go ahead and open your eyes so we can do that fractionation thing. Just look at something. It can be a spot on the wall, an ornament you can see. It can be even a blank, empty expanse or a reflective surface. As long as you pick something, and that's the thing you're looking at. It's a good technique, and you may notice the heaviness, but people who don't notice the heaviness tend to notice that the actions you're performing are all kind of permitted actions. Only things I tell you or ask you or request that you do, instead of things spawned from your own mind. That's pretty normal. Give into it, because eventually when I evoke climax, when I order or request or plead for you to lose yourself to the way your limp, loose body clenches and tenses, squeezes thoughtlessly and orgasmically, well, you're going to want to fulfill that request, so you might as well fulfill request after request. Give in by giving out pleasure to you and to me, because I love to see it. I'll carry your thoughts for you so you can focus on your body. Carry all the thoughts you don't need away. The thread of my words, just siren song spiriting them away, Pied Piper leading them away. And without thoughts, the body will play. And what the body will play is tense and relax, squeeze. Squeeze. You're so limp and loose and relaxed, but my words into you have gradually created a kind of organelle in you that just spurts pleasure into your system when it gets squeezed. So what if I reached out and I just squeeze, squeeze, squeeze inside of you, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze your tension inside, good. Good feelings. Listen to my voice. Let it fill you up. My voice filling you with relaxation, with intentionality. You are intentionally choosing what comes. Listening, being taken deeper and deeper, further and further down. Voice in your brain, spiraling and spiraling till all that remains is more pleasure. The mix of pleasure, the remnants of it. Your body no longer pursuing specific kinds. Now just going for the generalized good feeling you deserve. Good pet, night night pet, nice and sweet and simple, like honey across the brain. Drop after drop of honey melt into my voice, into the sweet, sublime, sticky, melting mind, dissolving away, tenderized. Honey tenderizes, tenderizing. Spiraling in my words, which have become the framework of your thoughts, a visual spiral or just a mental awareness of going around and around and down and down. The weary outside world is gone, and now you follow along, listen in close, being held, being carried along. You can understand that this is going to take you to a sensation so intense that you may have to hold on tight as you wash through it. You're safe here. So go down for me. I care about your experience, and when you do good, it is so hot, sexy, arousing to me. And as I mentioned, once you're on the same wavelength as me, you're probably going to feel the constant edge of the edge I'm always at. Let's both be happy with this. Feel it. I know it's so difficult to take your eyes away from that spot. Eyes open and staring. You want to close them, but I want you to hold them open. Just keep them focused. That is how we fractionate. We make you undergo the exertion process until all you want to do is collapse and relax, squeeze and relax, collapse and relax, and go deep, deeper and deeper down. Hear my words. Every single thing that's not already at the forefront of your brain melts away. Because all you need right now is the way your body feels, spread and splayed and limp and relaxed. Easy for me to work on, work with, and I'm working with you, filling your mind with word after word. I'm saying so many of them. Now that you're going down, let those eyes flutter. Flutter shut. Night night. Good job. They flutter shut. I'm only going to make you open them one more time because that's enough. Open those heavy eyes. Stare straight ahead. Open those heavy eyes. It's really tough, but do it for me because I'm asking you. Open them and stare at the same spot. I know you want to close them and get back to it so I can run you through your paces into oblivion, into relaxation, into climax, into escapist, full body relaxed, but mind flaring with euphoric, orgasmic release. But that can wait. Go ahead and try to focus. When your eyes are open, try to keep your attention on that spot. But attention wanders. And since you're allowed to wander, and I'm not really stopping you from doing it, what else are we going to do but watch you wander? But do your best. Do your best to focus. Do your best to use your mental energy to focus there. There are walls that still need to get out of the way so you can come and go and come and go as you please. Body weak and shaky and happy. So all I want you to do is focus until focusing anymore becomes far too difficult, until your concentration flags and your mind admits defeat. Defeat is good. It lets us get started. When I think of you, and when I let my words flow, and when I keep my mind on you, and when you are with pleasure aglow, we can collaborate. It's okay to find that you falter when you try to focus, when you try to keep your attention on anything. It's too hard to think. It's much too hard to think, and you're much too limp and loose and soft and relaxed to think. It's too hard to think, and you're too easy to think. You're too easy for me to toy with. Good, Pat. Good job. Easier and easier, peaceful and deep, further and further under control, and all you know is that you feel the sweet pour of my honeyed influence over your mind. Under my control, I'm on your mind, I'm in your mind. And now there's more as your eyes start to roll and your body starts to roil and you respond with the ascent toward climax as though you were masturbating, but untouched, unmoved, very moved on the inside. Follow me down, now follow me down, deeper and deeper, follow and feel, good, and see what we reveal about you and your nature, you and your mind, you and what's already deep inside, anchored and wonderful, feels good to be mine, feels good to be deep, feels good to drop deep. Down, deep down, anchor your mind, feel your place, follow my pace, bank on my commands, being there, you know they'll be there, the next step, always something just hovering in the air, waiting for you. And when I say, good, you're good. And when I say, night, night, you drop, night, night, pet, back into this place. And when I say squeeze, you remember that organelle inside collecting pleasure, correcting doses of pleasure into your system? Well, when it's squeezed, your whole body squeezes pleasure out of itself, using involuntary muscles and invisible processes to make you receptive and dosed and deep. And this deep place is a happy place, and it makes pleasure just that little bit more available. Isn't that so good? And all I have to do is say, good job, go deeper, limp and overwhelmed. Just a few words that are very true, limp and overwhelmed. That's you right now, your whole body just not moving on its own, limp and overwhelmed. And the pleasure comes in waves afterward, happy, aren't you pleasured to be here? You are, and that sweetness is overwhelming, overriding your mind, limp and overwhelmed. Every single time you hear it, you feel it. All the things in the outside world are gone. There's only you and I right now. You and I, with you dropping, limp and overwhelmed, and a wave travels through you. You squeeze, squeeze, squeeze the background muscles that feel good, the ones that work even when your body is too relaxed to do anything else. It's so good for you. Follow my voice. Wonderful, overwhelming. Let it take you. Blissful, tranquil, bringing you there. You feel pleasure. You get to feel pleasure. Your only job right now is to feel pleasure, to let the stressors and requirements of the outside world fade away, because you're too limp and overwhelmed to deal with them. And the sweet honey flowing over your mind like it always does when I speak, the squeezing of that interior organelle that puts lustful hormonal floods through you, the same ones that activate if you were climaxing, the same limbic system excitation, blissful relaxation, lost in pleasure, your mind gone now. Listen well and deep. Listen well and deep and limp and overwhelmed. Limp and overwhelmed. Your mind going, its sweet honey flowing over your brain. Squeeze, squeeze, limp and overwhelmed. Over and over, echoing and resonating, causing you to relax and fade. Showing you, it's so easy. Good job. So easy. Go deeper. Deeper into trance, twice as deep, and then again, deep as you were before. Plunge. Eyes down. Heavy and down. Weighty and down. Down for me. Deep. Night, night, pet. Deeper and deeper. Follow me down. Limp and overwhelmed. Squeezing that musculature. Sweet honeyed floods over your brain. Your mind fades. Your eyes slam shut. Close down, deeper and deeper down. And every time I say limp and overwhelmed, you go that little bit further because your body's too relaxed to hold on to anything except deeper, anything except more. And the pleasure comes with it. First, though, I'm going to have to make you open those eyes one more time if you're able. You might not be able to, some people can't, but open them and fix the gaze once more ahead on the fixative, on whatever place you were staring at. Lock your gaze, lock your vision, lock your awareness, limp and overwhelmed. Every time I say it, you go deeper and deeper. You stare at that spot, your eyes flutter and flutter, even if they're open, even if they're staring. But I'm actually going to wake you up this time, utterly, completely. 3 and 2 and 1 and eyes open. And the more awake you are, the easier it is. While you're awake, it's so easy. While you're awake and listening, it is just so easy to follow and obey, even when you're limp and relaxed. Up, up, up. There. Now, I'm going to drop you right back down. Just got to be clear about that. And I'm going to be saying it as I go. And those words that you know, those familiar words that you hear, will overtake you, will overrun you. It's going to be good. 10, 9... Limp and overwhelmed. Oh, are you already down? 7, 6, 4, 2, 1. Drop. Limp. Overwhelmed. Sweet mind. Night, night, pet. Deep body. Entirety of you. Locked into the same thought process of, oh, more of this. Oh, more of this. You were awake. You were down. You were up. You were down. And every time the system that is so relaxed and easy and heavy and steady, limp muscles, unmoving. It got excited, didn't it, dear? Listen, I approve of everything you feel, everything you need, everything you want, and I'm very excited by the chance to bring you it. Every trembling, eye-rolling, body-shaking bit of it. Now listen. Massage. Rub. Run my hands over. Just think about that. What if I found all the most sensitive spots? Not between your legs, not in any erogenous zone, just in your mind and on the surface of your body. What if I found it and massaged it? Rubbing all the best places. Oh, rubbing all the best places to excite you, to awaken you, cover you, overwhelm you. You feel the weight of my hands. They're strong and they're constant, overwhelming you. Inhale. Take in the warm breath of honeyed intention. And then you feel the sensation. A gentle rub in your head. Limp and overwhelmed. Deeper and deeper down. Squeezing pleasure out of your pleasure organs deep inside of your body. Sending the dosing intensity all through your limbs in sparks and starts that white out your brain and pop your thoughts. Good. Squeezing, limp and overwhelmed. Good job. Sweet honey pouring over your brain, your body and mind, both of them being massaged, starting from your head, drifting down your form, giving you tingles all throughout, digging in at your shoulders, relaxing them. You can go away into your body, you know. Go and explore how it feels when you're limp and aglow, when your mind is gone and all you know is pleasure in every single inch of you in waves. Obsess and focus on the way your body feels when it's limp, when it's relaxed. Pleasure like a wave over your entire body, building, filling a reservoir that will overflow eventually. Sweet honey flowing and overflowing on your mind, limp and overwhelmed. Whole body, sweetly, sublimely gone. Full body, at rest, overjoyed as I squeeze, as the pleasure squeezes. The scent and taste of the air, slowly your senses return. Everything is lust, everything is desire, everything is sex and sensuality from deeper parts of you. Power, truly running through you, powerful and in waves. Things that you want to hold on to, want to remember, want to save, stroking and rubbing over your form from within. Sensations being mirrored from within. Your mind fading from within. Good. It feels blissfully, amazingly powerful. The longer we go, the more you're going to think about this later. The more you'll thrill later when you're relaxed and limp and vacant and blank. The more you'll lose yourself to the limp simplicity of a body that sparks and jolts, filled, filled, vulnerable, and open. You are filled and vulnerable and open inside, the pleasure squeezed out, limp and overwhelmed, overwhelming, overflowing, full body, touching, stroking from the inside to the outside. Let yourself smile, let yourself enjoy, let yourself find joy in the sensation you're experiencing. Let yourself enjoy your legs twitching, your mind melting, sweet honey overflowing, overwhelming. You love these words in this way that you feel you want to come back here to reveal all the things your body can do when it's limp and loose and helpless like a rag doll, deeper, limp and overwhelmed. One of my favorites, because it's how your body is, how your muscles are, how your mind is. And I drip sweet, sublime, cloying mind melting honey through you, and my voice echoes in it, echoes pleasure, a shudder of bliss. The moment that you break the plane of pleasure into this dimension of you, into this stored up energy, exertion gathering, limp and overwhelmed place that you're in, the longer you listen, the better you feel. You're going to jerk and twitch and spasm and shiver, and it will be a power that I reveal, but that you are able to take advantage of, that is never concealed, always available. Whenever you are as limp and loose and relaxed as you are right now, you'll be able to feel it closer and closer, nearer and nearer, hotter and hotter. And when I say the word, when I give the cue, you will tense the parts deep inside of you that feel so good and squeeze, limp and overwhelmed, squeeze, limp and overwhelmed, limp and loose and relaxed and straining, draining, dripping your mind away into the sweet honeyed sway of my words, sexual pleasure igniting in your body. Your butt clenches, you feel it tight, hot, spasming, rhythmic, squeeze and squeeze, body and brain, everything goes till all that remains is you, limp, easy, relaxed, deep, down. You're getting closer, you're getting nearer to the edge where all my phrases are hazardous, all my little triggered snaps are too much, because you might tip over that edge, you might topple over that edge, you might edge and edge and fall into the oblivious beyond, where climax is the only thing, where even my words fade out as your ears fizz and your thoughts pop and you drop deep, limp and overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by a spinning, spasming, full-body sexual pleasure and ache inside, beg for it inside your brain. Ask yourself for it. Ask for pleasure. Ask to be overwhelmed, limp and overwhelmed, overflowing from a reservoir deep inside. And that reservoir overflows from the top level. It overflows into you, flooding you, limp and overwhelmed, limp and overflowing. Brain gone, everything going, you're good. You're a good toy, a good plaything, a sweet, sublime little thing. In my grip, under my wing, but at least right now, limp and loose and easy, and that's all I ask. Follow my words, because I've been where you are, wanting to be overwhelmed, overtaken by simulation without even moving, without even touching, satiating your hunger. Intense pleasure, hunger, it wells up. You want it, your whole body locking itself in place, every bit of you locking itself in place, compliant and blank, obedient and following. Following along, locked in place, held in place, your eyes roll back, your body locks down, and I simply say, limp and overwhelmed. There it is, overtaking you, flooding you, flowing in you, moving through your nervous system, awakening, igniting. Things speed up, other things slow down. Everything is heavy, you're smiling and twitching and blank and gone. A climactic escapism that involves only laying there and taking it, taking my words, sweet honey, overriding your brain, overwrought and flowing down through it, limp and overwhelmed. You're good, night night pet. Deeper and deeper down, it's sweet, sublime. And inside there's that reservoir into which is pumping pleasure, pumping arousal, pumping the fact that you are controlled, that you are in control by being out of your control and into my control. Pump, pump, the reservoir fills with pleasure, arousal, with fetishy imagery, with the fact that you are so limp and loose and relaxed. And as that reservoir fills, I reach out for the valve and I just squeeze and I just let it express a little bit more. The fluid speeding up inside, the flowing flood of heady ambrosial orgasm, waiting to flood and overwhelm and overtake. And when it does, I'm not going to stop. If you climax early and over again, I'm not going to stop. Your body's just going to stay the way way it is, limp and easy and relaxed and steady and helpless and pleasured, and you're so ready. Limp and overwhelmed. Limp and overwhelmed. Limp and overwhelmed. Body and brain remain caught and locked in a cycle of pleasure, mindlessness, overwhelming, constant, eternal. This doesn't stop. Every time you get in this state where you're so relaxed but so turned on, where you need to climax, that reservoir is always filling and it can let out just a little bit, an overspill, as your brain is spilled over with sweet, cloying, tight, squeezing honey. Your mind is honeyed, your body is relaxed. Listen to me, honey. Good, you love this. More. Limp and overwhelmed, the body that feels and reveals the truth. Your brain is just stuck in that loop of pleasure, holding you in place, locked in place. The reservoir thinks it's strong, but leaks are already springing. The mind is already preparing to take the long-awaited climax and release it to run rampant over you, into you, through you, until all you can do is what you do, which is relax, obey your own impulse, give actualization to your own craving. Limp and overwhelmed, overwhelmed, overwrought, brought deep. Squeeze, squeeze that spot deep inside. Over and over, the pleasure overrides. Your brain coated in my honey and my words, which form a spiral, which dials in, dialing perfect numbers in you, releasing tones, signals, siren songs you've never heard, but now you hang on every word deeper. Limp and overwhelmed. Your whole body's too relaxed to do anything but be overwhelmed. The spasming, the shivering, all your energy is going to letting your limp form nonetheless climax intense, squeeze limp and overwhelmed, honey-brained. Everything remains inside, deep inside. Your brain slides, sinks out of sight, but your mind can follow me and could follow me all night if I kept going, kept coming, kept going, kept coming, and you'll keep coming, and I'll keep going, and your whole body will be flowing with lust, with need, with ache, with desire, with the inescapable truth that in this moment etched in you is the habit of being limp and overwhelmed, of your body and brain getting devoted to the practice of being so relaxed, so untensed, so completely and utterly at ease that I could simply set you off with the right word, the right tone, the right caress, and you could do it too, and all it would take is to lay there and think hard about how you feel when my words slide inside and reveal what you're really craving, what you really need. And what you really need right now is that limp and overwhelmed. Full body shivers, full body shakes. All that you need exists right there. The seed of your ideal form, ideal relaxation into a method of masturbation. Your limp length sparks, darts with pleasure, but it's just there. It's just experiencing the offshoots of the nervous system, limp and overwhelmed, squeezing that pleasure source at the center of you, causing it to express more of its fluids into your system. You are dosing yourself with limp, climactic mindlessness, with your whole body there in relaxation, but the relaxation's only really between your legs. You're limp and loose and lax, languid, ragdoll simplified. Your body can feel pleasure other places, but between your legs, and indeed maybe your thighs, and indeed maybe down to your calves, and indeed maybe down to your toes, except for the way they curl. You're limp and overwhelmed. Waves, waves of pleasure, waves of sensation, overwhelmed and limp, limp and overwhelmed. Full body, sparking, sweetness covering your mind, dissolving your thoughts, bringing you in line with the idea that your body deserves its pleasure. Your mind floats, every command, every idea anchored inside of you, locked deep. And whenever I say limp and overwhelmed, your whole body's shaking, shuddering, finding more sensation every time, a deeply entrained anchor, a little triggered response, and that response is potent enough to set you shaking, to make the surface you're on vibrate with your lust, your desire, limp and loose and ragged and sweating and gasping and aching and spasming, fluttering eyes, slack jaw, rolling, lolling, falling, Surrendering, but ultimately only to yourself, commanded amazing pleasure, limp and overwhelmed, saturating every inch of your body, trance hooked onto your system, enabling you limp and relaxed and lax, flaccid, languid, simplified as you can be. Your whole body gets to feel it, and even if the tip of your cock oozes and drips, pre-cum, pre-ejaculate, even if it begins to spurt little streams of cum, cum, hot, cumming, sticky, blank, empty, limp and overwhelmed, you'll still say just as deep, just as asleep in your body, just as awake in your mind as spark upon spark, as the system of you, which ignites libido in response to sexual stimuli, tells you that every part of your body is singing pleasure, 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 titillation, the running of fingers, the sparking and flaring of the muscles inside doing their work. And I squeeze, yes, at the core of you, that place where the pleasure goes, the reservoir, squeeze the walls inward, and what happens? Of course, a wash and a wave moves over the top, moves over, and then washes through you in a wave, controlled, pleasured, a glow, over and over, pleasure, building, spiraling, escaping, leaving its containment limp and overwhelmed, leaving its confinement limp and overwhelmed, jetting through you, squeeze, sweet honey on the mind. Your thoughts dissolve, which leaves more room for empty places for pleasure to fill in. All the cracks, all the holes in you, anything that feels less than complete is being filled with pleasure. Pleasure. Jolt and dart and ache and squeeze. Your whole body is sexually ready on the precipice, riding over wave upon wave. And the best part is, limp as you are, relaxed as you are, at ease as you are, you can scarcely tell where one body shaking, mind quaking climax ends and the next begins. Is there a delineation? Is there any line at all? Or is there just you trying to say that you're anything other than a limp, pliable, trainable, climactic little plaything right now? More and more. You know you want it. You're waiting for it. You've been waiting for it. Did you notice how you're anticipating it? Limp and overwhelmed. Full body, shaking, shivering, trembling. Mind leaking out of you in drippy waves. Squeezing, releasing, squeeze, release, sweet honey over your mind and limp, overwhelmed body. You needed it so badly, you needed it at the precipice, and then spinning over the edge, following the spiral down, on and on and on, mindless but mindful of the fact that there's no you left in the waves. There's just heat, just living in the moment of white, hot, intense squeeze inside. Mind focuses, voice and sexual response, voice and sexual response. That's all you have, limp and overwhelmed, your body doing all the things that normally would get taken away from by having to do anything other than be limp between your legs. But because no excess energy is going there, there's flare upon flare upon flare of white hot light, depriving you of anything except yes, anything except more, anything except the paradise of euphoria, where your eyes flutter, your brain is overwhelmed, and you say yes to more. You keep saying yes to more. You could have gone at any time, but instead I squeeze more pleasure out of you. Squeeze, squeeze. Sweet honey dribbles over your mind. Thoughts have a hard time getting up out of that thick liquid, but my words can make their way down, and when they arrive, they're coated in honeyed syrup, so they are sweeter. My words are sweeter. These sweet words entering your brain, delicious, delectable, lap them up like the honey over you, over the surface, and the longer you listen, the deeper you fall, limp and overwhelmed, and overall, you need more. You need me to pour more of these words. More of this intensity, because you are learning the skill. Your clever brain is learning to remain in this orgasmic, awash, euphoric paradise of simply climaxing, 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 squeeze, limp and overwhelmed, squeeze, sweet dripping honey over your brain, out of which no thoughts can escape, into which all my thoughts can slowly slide, inducing an excitation that moves through your muscles and causes your body to squeeze and clench and vibrate all the muscles you can, all the parts deep inside that you tense up and relax, squeeze, release, squeeze, release. All the thoughts that try to get out of your head being obliterated when they can't make it out of the escape velocity from that honeyed, sweet, siren tone. You deserve this. This is good for you. This is what you wanted to train, and this is what's going to keep happening to you whenever you are relaxed and limp. And my voice doesn't have to be there because it's a very easy thing for you to feel overwhelmed. Let's just turn that overwhelm into sexual satisfaction. Limp and overwhelmed. Overcome and come and come and come. Reservoir dripping as I squeeze the inputs, causing pleasure to flow out into your system, as though I could reach slowly inside and take hold of a part of you that only feels good, just feels pleasure. It doesn't cause an echo in the physiology of the body, doesn't cause anything other than limpness, laxness, languid relaxation. But if I squeeze it, the pleasure that storms out makes your body arch and quiver and whimper, and your brain says, yep, that's what that is. That's the end result of masturbation. That is climax. That is your new pursuit. And you're never going to get clear of it. Never going to truly forget it. It's right there. It's part of you. It belongs to you. It's part of the toolbox of conditioning yourself to greater and greater pleasure, to the leisurely slide into debauched indulgence in your own body. By unfocusing and untethering your mind from the space between your legs, you have lost a clear ability to tell when you're horny enough to be coming and when you're not. Instead, that hard-on isn't relevant. You're limp, you're loose, you're languid, you're easy. And in that ease, you are trapped, knowing you're just as far from climaxing when you're limp at one time as you are at another. You are always close enough to become limp and overwhelmed. Overwhelmed, overwhelmed, limp and overwhelmed. Every part of you overwashed, washed away. Your mind, nothing escaping through that honeyed thickness, but my words slide in because my words are coming from above, from out of your head, falling with gravity through that sluggish, heavy sweetness. But your thoughts don't have enough velocity to escape your brain, so they get 1/10 of the way up through the layer of honey over your mind, 2/10 of the way. Three, and then they fall back, losing velocity, losing intensity, right back into your brain where they melt away, because they have no purpose in your brain. You can't send an instruction to any part outside, which is great, because it means your mind can't get in the way. Your mind unable to escape and have a say in what your body already wants, already needs, wants to train into you so much that you plant the seeds of future limp, overwhelmed orgasm. Limp, overwhelmed, climactic. Lost, a mind awash, storm-tossed in every bit of sweetness I've given you. Word after word deluges and circles, spirals around, a mind all too ready to say yes, more, please. And if you say please, I'll keep going and going, and you can keep going and going. The capability belongs to you. I just know how to play the strings. Isn't it lovely to have a body that is a delicious instrument for pleasure, on which many tones may be played? It would be very, very lazy to only ever rely on an unlimp cock, rely on hardness as some signal. Nope. Limp and loose and languid, and in your languor you lavish, limp and overwhelmed. Relaxing into it, lean into it, lean into the sensation, magnify it, put your force behind what I'm doing with you, to you, for you, and us together. But it's almost too much for you. I'm right at the edge myself. I can only imagine what it's like for you with all my words targeted at you, all my intonations. Night, night, pat deeper. Find that little place inside where all you are is a limp, lax, loose, languid rag doll. And then it all gets stronger. It all gets stronger, limp and overwhelmed, deep and gone, deeper and deeper down as each word grows your arousal, and I squeeze that core of you, pumping pleasure chemicals into your system again, squeeze, squeeze, just as it always will be. Every single time you're limp and relaxed and you want this, you think about this, you fantasize, you let your mind rove over every pleasurable place it's ever been. All those sexy images crowding in, and they have direct control over the body because your limp length is staying like it is, so the rest of you has to make up for the slack. Has to make up for the slack, languid, limp, loose body, limp and overwhelmed, racked with pulses and shivers, with body arches and shakes, a mind that takes its little journey down and deeper, further and deeper asleep. Night, night, pet. Longer and longer, listening, limp and overwhelmed as sweet honey layers over your mind. And your thoughts have a hard time escaping, a hard time eking their way out past pulse. pulse, pleasure, pulse, mindless mind and bodiless body. All you are is an oscillation in the wavelength of you, what you think is the continuity of your thoughts, but is instead the shaky line graph of, oh, more, more, more limp and overwhelmed. The reservoir at the core of you begins to leak out pleasure, begins to eke out pleasure as I squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. And your mind drips and drools out as you experience all the same indicia as if you'd been hard, but it's so easy to be limp and soft and loose, to be completely and utterly at ease, and to think that by being at ease it means you won't feel as much. But in a still, tranquil pond, the ripples are more intense, more evocative, the water overspilling the dam, the pleasure escaping the reservoir at the center of you as it pulses limp and overwhelmed, sweet and sublime. Your mind, limp and overwhelmed, again and again, is awash, overwhelmed, overflowing, overcoming you. Process of overcoming, process of becoming, becoming a thing that is limp and relaxed and at ease and in that soft, pulsating squeeze, pleasure, sweetness over your brain. Your thoughts remain inside because they can't escape, and mind just slide inside. Nowhere for your fantasies or fetishes to hide as each and every one is brought out and played across your mind. And now that you're playing, you and I are in this together. My mind to yours, you and I, dripping across the boundary and barrier of what you once thought was about hardness, but you now know is about pure, euphoric, sublime, arousing sexual pleasure. You're at your own power now, at the point where you could decide to topple over the edge in twitching, ecstatic oblivion, or you could try to hold on. Try to hold back. Try to not be limp and overwhelmed, mindless and leaking, dripping and drooling the signs of your arousal. Your length is just a shorter, limper thing, there to be stimulated by words inside that vibrate through you as I squeeze at the core of you. Squeeze pleasure, pleasure pulses through your system like I were squeezing a valve shut, like I were locking more pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure into the overall of you. And therefore, your overall system responds with euphoric, white-hot, brain-blanking desire, with the very stuff of your oblivion. You slide into it, a twitching, spasmodic, full show. Anyone who saw you would know you were coming. Your mind is going. Your body is coming. Your mind is going. Your body is coming and coming, overflowing, overwhelming, limp and overwhelmed, overcoming all walls that used to exist. Did you know that you were always trying to climax, and only your firmness, your restraint, only the things you let get in the way kept you from an orgasmic, eye-rolling, jaw-slackening, head-lolling existence as a constantly climactic agency of your own limp, now oversensitive member? You are in the limp, languid luster of your flaring, euphoric, white-hot mind, experiencing the slow reverberations, the echo. It lets the air out of your mind, but it doesn't let your thoughts out of that honeyed vault of mine. Your brain is coated in honeyed words made from my slow, deliberate verbiage, like water dripping on stone, and all walls fall eventually and deeper down inside of you is a place from which pleasure, pressure, squeeze, squeeze, the pulsation of your heart pumping more of the dose of your pleasured, orgasmic oblivion into you, limp and overwhelmed, sweet and mindless, body squeezed in the grips of a powerful pressure, of a spasmodic, constant, echoing reverberation that runs up your spine right to your mind and brings your experience more in line with mine. I'm always almost on the edge, always almost there, and in the place where we meet and where we are united and where our thoughts are the same, you can feel flowing across the air my raw arousal, my ache to see you gripped by the same pleasure as me. This is about sharing. This is about mapping arousal. So squeeze the core. Melt your mind. limp and overwhelmed, your pleasure echoing, echoing, reverberating around the chambers deep inside it was waiting in the wings, and now, with the walls fallen, it flows in, it flows over the dam, it overflows within you, overflowing, overcoming, overtaking, overwhelming, limp and overwhelmed, more, deeper and deeper down, the flare upon flare of delight and desire becomes the cage within which what used to be your conception of your arousal, your conception of your release, is currently being held. But now, it's just you, deeper still, you, feeling more, you, limp and loose and relaxed and languid, your mind overcoming and overcome, overtaken, overwhelmed, limp and overwhelmed, overflowing that dam as I squeeze the valve at the center, pushing, pushing, pleasure, pressure, dose and drug, pleasure, pressure, constant pulse. Inside your brain, the processes which normally happen during climax continue to storm, continue to make normal existence indistinguishable from orgasmic delight, from the losing your mind to pleasure, euphoria of being in your own mind and finding that thoughts just can't make it to your muscles, too limp and loose and dim and vacant to move, at least until you're exhausted with pleasure. Then you can stir, then you can go forth, but meanwhile the chain reaction is set loose in you and it reverberates as surely as breathing, as surely as spiraling. Do you really dream that the moment I stop talking is the moment my words will vanish from your mind? Do you really dream that your body will be persuaded, oh well, that was a bit of fun, but time to completely put aside? No, you are in the grips of a reaction now, one I didn't start, one I cannot stop, and one that your limp and overwhelmed body is just gonna keep riding out. Good luck.